I see well. I see well. Everywhere I look, I see what I have inside of me. My eyes are pure and clear and marvelous. Everywhere I look, I see me. Everywhere I look, I see goodness. Everywhere I look, I see perfection, because that's who I am. That's what I am. That's all I know. I see all well right now. Isn't that wonderful to be able to look out at the world and see the world as a beautiful experience? I spent a few moments recently going through the National Geographic, and as I was going through the National Geographic, what was I experiencing? What was I knowing? I was enjoying the cherry blossoms that are being shown in the beautiful photographs, as only the National Geographic can do it. And they are glorious, and they are lit by Japanese lanterns. These are cherry blossoms over in Japan, cherry blossoms that are absolutely gorgeous. And people walk to look at these cherry blossoms. And as they look at these cherry blossoms, they say to themselves, why, they are so gorgeous, so beautiful, so wonderful. They are fabulous. They are wonderful beyond words. They are marvelous. I look at those cherry blossoms and I think to myself, how beautiful. They're just for a short time that they're in bloom, as most blooming flowers are, most blooming trees and so forth. But it's beautiful. And people say, whenever the cherry blossoms are in bloom, they like to go and sit in the park benches around the cherry blossoms and look at the cherry blossoms, or sit on the grass and look up at the cherry blossoms and say, how gorgeous they are, how beautiful they are. They do not see one falling off the tree and saying, oh, that's too bad that this falls off the tree. They look at everything and they see it. Oh, how gorgeous it is as it floats down through the air as it has finished its blooming time and now it's ready to rest on the earth. To look and see the world, to see all things like the cherry blossoms are, to know how beautiful they are, to know how wonderful they are, to know how good they are, is fantastic. I was reading also in the National Geographic about the fracking of North Dakota oil and bringing it forth, and some of the people don't like it, and some people do. Some people make money from it, and some people don't. And it's a most interesting thing. Because it's so interesting, it's the idea that there is something beautiful to look at, the beautiful prairies, the beautiful land. And what did they say about the beautiful prairie and the land? They called it the land of silence, the land of peace, the land of solitude. They call the prairies, as they are looking out across the grasslands and looking out across the rise in the hills. They're not mountains, but they're high hills, and they're beautiful to look at. And the people there live in such a peaceful and contented attitude. But now, all that is changing with the coming of the oil. Now, can you and I, can we look at that oil welling that is going on there, the fracking of the oil wells, oil to bring it up and bring it to the use of society? Can we call that good? Right now, they're planning on building some tremendous wind generators on the top of the mountain here in Southern California. And some people look at it and say, that's terrible. That's not what we want to do. Can we look at all these things and say they're good? When we can see the oil wells as good, when we can see the wind generators as good, when we can see all these things as good, then what we are doing, we are creating them as good. And where they might have been not good in any way, shape, or form, when we see them as good, when we see all things as good, regardless of their appearance, we cause them to be good. We empower them to exist as good things. Life will go on in every area of the world. Cities will expand and populations will grow and the people population of the earth will continue to grow quite extensively and quite magnificently, although it seems to have cut off just a little bit. And all of that is good, and all of that is very good, and all of that is beautiful. All of that is where you and I look with our eyes. Do we look out there and say, I see it good? Or do we look out there and say, I see a problem? We have the choice to make it either, however we wish. We are wise when we realize that we are the creators of our world and we can look out there and create and see everything good, everything fantastic, everything magnificent, everything absolutely glorious. We have that ability. We have that ability to see it that way. Do we want to see it that way? Do we want to look beyond the appearances? Do we want to look beyond the illusions that are standing before us that may be real for a moment? But whatever we see, when we recognize that it has to be something for good, whatever it is that we see, when we recognize that it is beautiful and it is glorious and it is wonderful, when we stop going at the world and looking for something to complain about, and rather go at the world and look at something to praise it for, something to see in it the beauty that it is, something to look beyond the appearances, look beyond the illumination that came to us for just a short time and now is no longer. We look beyond it and we see it all good and very good. And as we see it good, it is good. As we look at it and recognize the divinity within it, as we recognize the divinity within all things, as we see all things and recognizing this is an example of divinity. Now, as I look at the oil wells going in North Dakota and some people feeling it's unhappy, I say, all is for good. Now, what is going to come of this? Are they going to find new ways to achieve that oil without causing damage to the earth or causing damage to the atmosphere? And the answer is yes, but only if you see it. Only if you look at it and you say, there is a way, and that way is being handled right now. There is a way that the environment, that the air and the water and all things of our atmosphere are good and beautiful, and by my thought, by my seeing it, by my looking at it, I bring it forth as good because I name it as good and very good. This day, no matter what I read and no matter what publications I look at, no matter what the words may be that are deleterious to my positive thinking, I always see it positive. They might paint a sad picture, and I immediately paint a good picture. I paint a healthy picture. I paint a whole picture. I paint a joyous picture. I see it fulfilled. I see it in divine order right now. I see all things in divine order all the time. And if I allow myself ever to go contrary to seeing all things in divine order at all times, then I will understand the order that I'm seeing as being something less than perfect, whereas really the order is always perfect, always in divine order. Now it's up to me to see it that way, to name it and claim it and enjoy it and reveal it in my life, in my world, in my being. And when I do that, it is good and very good. But it's up to me. It's up to me to make that claim, to make that choice. It's up to me to understand it. It's up to me to delight in it, and when I delight in it, then I experience it. But if I'm going to see it any other way than good and very good, then so be it. But when I see all things in divine order, good and very good, then that is my reality. Join me in this reality that we form, we create, and we are right now. It's wonderful, and it's our choice. I see well.